This is Alicia, and welcome to the College Life Podcast.
I am super passionate about education, personal development, growth, and bringing out the best in every college student. This podcast will help motivate you, empower you, and bring you clarity and confidence in who you are, in your purpose, and help you take action toward a life you love. Don't wait until you graduate to live your best life. Let's start now.
Welcome to the College Life Podcast. It's Alicia here, and today we are going to be talking about fixed and growth mindset in college. This is such an important topic because I actually talk about this with my students all the freaking time, and I think it's pretty obvious. But we don't always really think about this stuff in our day-to-day lives. So I'm going to talk about what fixed mindset is, what growth mindset is, how you can cultivate more of a growth mindset, and why it's even important for you to do that in the first place. So we'll just start with fixed mindset. So with a fixed mindset, we typically believe that intelligence is static. So for us, this could be like, it just is the way it is. I am not smart. I am not good at math. I struggle with chemistry. Those are all examples of kind of having a fixed mindset when it comes to your intelligence feeling static. So this typically leads to a desire for us to look smart. And so we typically are going to avoid challenges because we don't want to look dumb. And we give up more easily because we have an obstacle or we experience something that did not go as planned. And so we're more likely to just give up and just say, well, I guess it's not for me. I see this sometimes when a student fails a math test. And then they're like, well, I'm just not good at math. And so I will talk about this to really challenge them to think differently about math so they would be less likely to give up in the face of obstacles. In a fixed mindset, you also see effort as fruitless. So even if you try, you're not going to get anywhere. Another aspect of a fixed mindset is that we typically ignore useful feedback. I've seen this with students getting a paper back and they will just bash on the professor and just say, well, the professor just didn't understand or whatever. And what this actually means, instead of just looking at the paper and taking some of that feedback as, hey, that's actually really good feedback. I missed that. I could change that, etc. Also, in a fixed mindset, we typically are threatened by the success of others. I can definitely see that in myself, especially when I was in college. I always felt really jealous whenever I saw other people succeeding, especially doing really cool things that I would love to do. And so whenever I saw that, I would immediately just feel smaller instead of getting excited or feeling excited for that person who was doing something really cool. And so we can typically, in a fixed mindset, we just feel threatened by other people whenever they are successful. So I would encourage you that if you are feeling any of these things, first off, that's okay. But I think just reflecting. Do you give up easily on obstacles? Do you avoid challenges? Do you feel threatened by the success of others? And if that is the case, again, just being aware of it. And then let's talk about growth mindset and how maybe you can get from that fixed to that growth mindset. So for a growth mindset, really in this mindset, we typically believe that intelligence can be developed. And so this leads to a desire for us to learn. We are just so ready to learn and we are more likely to embrace challenges instead of avoiding challenges. We are more likely to persist despite obstacles. So even if we experience a bad paper, a bad test grade, a bad experience participating in class, that we still are going to do it because that was just, it's just all trial and error. We're just kind of trying things out and seeing if they work for us and seeing if we can do them. And even if it's hard, we continue to do it and we believe that we can get better at it. So we also see effort as a path to mastery. So we're more likely to, again, keep persisting because we know that the more effort that we put in, then the more likely that we are to master that topic or that material. In a growth mindset, we're also more likely to learn from criticism. Again, thinking about that paper, if we get bad feedback, we just learn from that criticism. I can tell you that I actually just submitted a publication. This was an article that my professor and I wrote together, and it got rejected, and the feedback was pretty harsh. And when I first read it, I thought, oh, these people, oh, this sucks so much. But then I really thought about it and the feedback was actually really, really good, even though it was hard to hear. And so I'm learning from that criticism and really embracing that growth mindset for this paper, even though initially I wanted to go straight to that fixed mindset and say, whatever, this is not even, you know, useful. I was quick to change it to that growth mindset and really just learn from it and see what I could, how I could make that paper stronger for the next time that we submit that publication. Also, with a growth mindset, we're more likely to be inspired by the success of other people. So this is really, really cool because I do feel this way now. And when I see somebody doing amazing things, I'm like, damn, that's really cool. I want to do amazing things too. And maybe I can do those amazing things. And so having a growth mindset really just helps you think more about possibilities. And I think the fixed and the growth mindset just really challenges you to reflect on where you're at. Do you align more from a fixed mindset or do you align more of a growth mindset? We typically align more with one or the other, but I would also say too, there are certain areas of your life where maybe you're more a fixed mindset and then there are other areas where maybe you are more growth mindset. So I would encourage you to pick like one topic of where you're fixed and one topic where you're more growth. I can tell you for me, I typically have a fixed mindset around technology. This is a running joke between my husband and I, but I just struggle with it. And so I have said multiple times throughout my life, I'm just not good at technology. I'm just not good at technology. But here I am now running a podcast, right? And I have to use a lot of technology and I've had to learn a lot because none of my friends know how to do this either. So this was just me doing a lot of Google searches. So I am challenging myself in this fixed mindset, but I can tell you that it still is the automatic for me. If I struggle with anything technology related, I'm just like, will try to avoid any kind of challenge related to technology. And I am trying to embrace a more growth mindset in this area, but that is one that has been a really struggle for me. And I would say for the growth mindset, I would actually say this podcast. I really feel aligned with what I'm doing and I know that I'm supposed to be doing this even though I'm not seeing the growth as much as I want, but I know it's coming and I am trusting that process because I feel like I have to do this. And I can remember when I first started the podcast and why I started the podcast, and it's still the same and it still drives me today. So even though I am having some obstacles, although they're not really that big, it's just, you know, time consuming and I'm not sure if people are really like loving this and I need to get this out to more students like I mentioned in the past podcast, but I've really had to like embrace the challenges and just keep going anyways. And other people are inspiring me to continue to do this and I'm seeing other people's successes and I'm like, dang, that's super cool. So I just keep trying to learn and grow and do what I think the podcast and improve the sound quality and improve the content quality. Again, just embracing that growth mindset for this particular podcast. And I'm just soaking it up. I just want to learn more and more and more because I want this podcast to be great and also be more accessible to more students. So I wanted to give a couple more examples of growth mindset because I think some students have a hard time really seeing where they've had this in the past. So maybe you typically align in a more fixed mindset or a more growth mindset. But if you do align more with a more fixed mindset, here are some examples of where maybe in the past you actually have had a growth mindset. I talked with a student recently about music and how, you know, he played the guitar growing up and he has gotten pretty good at it. And he was like, oh yeah, like I'm really good at guitar. And I was like, okay, how did you get good at guitar? And he was like, okay, well, I practice multiple times a week. I went to lessons in order to improve. And so I had a teacher who actually taught me how, and then I, you know, learned new songs and I played a lot in front of people. And then I played a lot outside just by myself. You know, he really invested a shit ton of time into this instrument, but he didn't even see that that was a growth mindset. And so if you have played an instrument in the past, that's a great example of having a growth mindset because you're investing a lot of time and energy and effort because you want to improve. Sure, sometimes you might have some like innate abilities and strengths, but developing those strengths are going to make those even more apparent. Another example is related to sports. Many of us grew up in middle school or in high school playing sports, and I had a student who really didn't feel like they were a growth mindset at all, but then they were a student athlete playing basketball, and they played basketball a ton, right, growing up. And so I asked, you know, how often were they spending time playing basketball growing up? And they were like, okay, well, I, you know, went to practice Monday through Friday, which would be like 10 hours a week. Sometimes they would play ball on the weekends. Sometimes they would play ball at nights, even after practice, just shooting around. And so I asked him to reflect on what that looked like. Like, okay, if you're actually spending this much time into something, what would it look like if you spent that much time learning math? Or what would it look like if you spent this much time in your academics period, right? Like, when we invest our time, energy, and effort into something, we don't know what can happen, but we have to first spend that time, energy, and effort. And so having a growth mindset really allows you to see that that time, that energy, and effort is likely to pay off. It might not pay off to what you think it should or what you think it will, but I think it's worth trying it out to see. Another example that I wanted to share is Beyoncé. I heard this on a TED Talk recently, and I was blown away. But Beyoncé, when we think about Beyoncé, she is big. And if you don't know who Beyoncé is, I'm not sure what to tell you because you probably should know who that is. Anyway, Beyoncé is incredible. And if you haven't seen her, just Google her, you know, Beyoncé, B-E-Y-O-N-C-E. But she actually watches her concerts after each show. So at night, she'll go home, or she'll be on the road, so she'll actually go to her hotel room. She'll actually watch the film from the concert that she just did. She'll take notes during the entire thing, and then the next morning, she gives the notes to her team, so that way they improve for the next show. What? That is insane and amazing all at the same time. A lot of times we will see these people who are extremely successful, but we don't see how they actually get there and why they are successful. Beyoncé is beautiful. She has an amazing voice. She is a great entertainer. But guess what? She had a growth mindset. She keeps learning and keeps perfecting her craft. So she did not just one day decide to be on stages, these huge stages in front of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people and perform and be excellent. It wasn't just like that. She had to invest a lot of time, energy, and effort and embrace this growth mindset that she could do better. And so I encourage you to adopt a Beyoncé mindset and adopt that growth mindset. Bottom line, you don't have to be who you think you're supposed to be yet. I'm going to say it again. You do not have to be the person that you think you're supposed to be yet. If you want to be a good speaker, work on it. If you want to be the kind of person who looks super fit, work on it. If you want to get amazing grades, work on it. If you want to be a better athlete, work on it. If you want to get better at math, work on it. And if you want to love what you do after college, work towards finding it. If you want to put in the work in all of these things, it will pay off. You will get better. You just have to put the time, the energy, and the effort in order to make these things happen for you. And I want to come back to that last thing that I said about if you want to love what you do after college, you have to work towards finding it. Your passion and your purpose might just not fall into your lap. You have to go out and find it. You have to take action on it. You have to explore and reflect and do a lot of research and talk to people in order to like figure out and to be really happy in what you do long term. I don't want you to graduate and then be in the same situation where you might be at right now, where you just have no clue. Use that growth mindset to really explore, to figure this out. I hope that this episode was helpful for you. If it was, please subscribe. Please leave a review. It would be amazing. And apparently that's how podcasts get discovered. To be honest, I don't really know what that means, but we're just going to go with it. So if you could leave a review, that would be super helpful. And even better, share it with another college student, and I will catch you in the next one. I hope that you have an excellent week.